if you have a swap, in this case it's an interest rate swap, you're exchanging a fixed rate of interest for a variable rate of interest. Y is set in advance, called the swap rate. And this number over here is the future spot rate at time t minus 1, looking ahead one period, which will take you up to t. That's whatever the one period spot rate is in the future. As we move through time, every date, money changes hands. This is like a forward contract, where this is the forward price, and that's the future spot price, but except these are interest rates. And the difference between these two interest rates changes hands. Sometimes the future spot rate is bigger than the previously agreed swap rate, which never changes, it's just a fixed rate, in which case you'll have to pay money out if you're a buyer. And sometimes this number is less, in which case you'll receive money. So this might be 6%, that could be 5%, so there'd be a 1% difference. And then you say 1% of what is paid out? Well, that what is called the notional value underlying the swap. My notation is X, so your notional value could be $10 million. You take 1% of $10 million and that changes hands. So you can see the way this is written, it looks like the payoff of a forward contract. So you can think of the swap as a sequence of forward contracts. This is always the forward price, and this is whatever the future spot price is. It just keeps changing, and you have a payoff one way or the other each date. And the swap rate is set originally so that the present value of this payoff, when added across all the dates at which you will get payoffs, is zero.